Welcome to the Square Peg Show. This is for the third week of March 2014. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jesse.
And today we'll be talking about superhero movies and TV shows. We want to start with a little bit of a recap from when the last time we talked about this topic was in 2011. We had reviewed Thor and X-Men First Class. We joked about Green Lantern. And we didn't discuss Captain America the First Avenger. Did you ever watch the first Cap movie?
I did. I really, really liked it.
Me actually. Too. I thought it was cool.
It was surprising. I never would have thought that would have translated to film well, but it did.
Yeah, I love Cap. I mean, I know that he can be a corny kind of superhero because he has wings on the side of his head and he has a blue outfit. And, I don't know, something about that character. I mean, I've read some really good stories about like Ed Brubaker, the comic book writer. Mm. I think he's great as a character. Anyway, so in 2012, the three big superhero movies were the rebooting of Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. I only seen the first hour. I really liked it, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange, though. I was so into the story of Peter Parker, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a superhero movie. Which was a very weird feeling, because usually I'm the other way. If I'm watching Ang Lee's Hulk, for example, I'm like, when's the fucking green monster coming out?
When are we going to see some destruction? No, I think that's because they actually brought in the whole thing with Peter Parker's parents, which is something you've never really gotten thus far. And they did that in the comics a little bit, and it was really interesting. And that's about the only thing, aside from like him and MJ, that were so interesting. But that's probably why, I would say.
I need to finish that movie. But if you had to judge the Tobey Maguire first movie to the Andrew Garfield first movie, do you have a favorite?
I'd say as far as Spider-Man is concerned, they were pretty much the same. But I thought the Tobey Maguire one actually had a bit more emotion to it. But I'm not going to say the Andrew Garfield one is bad by any means. But one thing I will mention, I'm sure we're going to talk about the sequel, is that they really fucked up his costume in the first remake. And I don't really know why they did that. But now they've actually gone completely back. I saw a picture of it on a magazine. I thought it was Tobey Maguire's version. It looks just exactly like that. So they're actually bringing back how he's supposed to look from the comics and such.
Just for some background, Spider-Man's your favorite superhero, right?
One of, definitely.
One of, okay. I remember as kids together.
Oh, I had a lot of Spider-Man things, yes.
The other two big movies from 2012 were The Avengers and The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about The Avengers in a moment, but first for The Dark Knight Rises, I want to pull a quote from Greg Rucka, the comic book writer and novelist. He said, "I think they're exceptionally well-made films." He's talking about all three of the Nolan movies.
Right.
"That are inherently ashamed of the fact that they're about a superhero who calls himself Batman."
That's about right, yeah. I mean,
It doesn't feel like a superhero movie.
No, it doesn't. Which is probably what Nolan was going for. He's like ultra realistic where, you know, a dude running around in red and blue tights is, you know, that's just kind of really silly. But if we got a guy who's got enough money and really wanted to make a difference with a theme, I guess,
I think that, let's see, 1999 and 2000 were when the Spider-Man and X-Men movies came out.
Right.
X-Men had kind of, let's apologize for being superheroes by like, you know, talking about our black leather outfits and, what do you think this is, a comic book? What was that line?
Like, it was like, would you prefer yellow spandex?
Yeah. Now, moviegoers, the typical person that doesn't read comic books, they're used to superhero movies.
Absolutely.
I feel like the more they like lean in to the crazy aspects of, let's not make everything ultra-realistic. I appreciate the Nolan movies for what they were. I enjoyed the first two very much. I was a little disappointed with the third one, really.
Yeah, me too.
The second one was brilliant because of Heath Ledger.
Yes.
But anyway, now that you have a clean slate to redo Batman, I can't think of a worse person than Zack Snyder and Ben Affleck to bring back Batman. I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit. I'm talking about new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not a Zack Snyder fan. I didn't like 300. We went through a whole episode about that. And then he did Watchmen. I haven't seen it. They did Man of Steel. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I don't like this green screen, heavy action type stuff. I just felt I come away from a Zack Snyder movie thinking a little like empty, you know, like it doesn't have much substance.
It's like a bunch of explosions and
stuff. Yeah. So did you see Man of Steel? Can we go into that real quick?
I did, and I actually really liked it. But I mean, it's not the best Superman movie that they could have made, but it's the best one we have so far, I would say.
Oh, okay. You liked it better than the Christopher Reeve.
As much as I love Christopher Reeve, It got so silly sometimes. And, I mean, Gene Hackman, I love Gene Hackman, but he's not Lex Luthor kind of thing.
All right, but you're looking back on it. I'm talking about, like, when you first saw it. Like, all right, I'm trying to compare, like, you know.
Well, yeah, when I first saw it, just seeing a dude in the red and blue. Shit, I was excited about Dean Cain playing Superman.
You believed the man could fly.
So. I did. I really did, and it was awesome. Now, the Brandon Routh version, however, was total dog shit, I thought. It was.
It had Kevin Spacey in it.
It did have Kevin Spacey, but he had to play the Gene Hackman role. So if Kevin Spacey played a badass Lex Luthor, which we've yet to see, except for in the cartoons maybe, then it would have been a whole separate situation.
I think we talked about this on the podcast before.
Sure
that
we did.
What's his name? Clancy Brown, that voiced Lex Luthor.
Yes, absolutely.
I like a calm, cool, collected Lex Luthor that loses his shit at the least when you least expect it. But an overly hammy Lex Luthor that's kind of a clown, that's just not silly. The character to me.
Absolutely. But the Man of Steel I thought was actually really, really good. It was... They changed up his suit a bit, which is, you know, something I just talked about, but Henry Cavill was awesome. I was a big fan.
2012 also brought us The Avengers, which was, of course, one of the most popular movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. For good reason.
Yes, and, you know, it started with Iron Man, then Iron Man 2, I think Incredible Hulk, even mm-hmm. though they used a different actor.
Right.
What else? Captain America and Thor, and then it leads up to this. Now, this is an entirely new thing that Marvel Studios, owned by Disney, did. Mm-hmm. In the year 2008, having such an interconnected, huge universe in movies.
Which is exactly what they do for their comics, which is important to note because it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, they can make a Spider-Man book and that Hulk shows up in, and now suddenly we got, you know, cross-compatibility with all these different properties, and that's exactly what they're doing in the movies. They're opening the comic doors to the masses. And I think it's absolutely brilliant.
And it paid off gangbusters, creatively and commercially. Man, when you see, like, Thor, Hulk, Cap, and Iron Man all together, it's awesome.
Oh, and Hawkeye. Don't forget Hawkeye, dude.
Well, you know, people make fun of Black Widow and Hawkeye not having the power level, but to me, that was part of what made the Avengers cool, was that you didn't need awesome powers to be a good hero.
Right.
Which, you know, it's kind of cool, you know.
Now, have you seen any of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all?
I watched the pilot, and I was a little disappointed, and then I'm following fan reaction to see whether I should try it again. And to me, it's like they're not leaning into the superhero. It's kind of like what we were talking about with the Nolan. So if it's just going to be a spy show that only occasionally references superhero, I'm not interested in that.
You have
a ton of other shows that kind of do something like that.
Right.
So.
As far as I'm concerned, if it should have been much more like Alphas, which was a great superhero show. I was a big fan. Now, we got Avengers 2 coming up.
Yep.
And we got who, Thanos, and they just announced another villain.
Ultron.
Ultron.
The movie's called Age of Ultron. James Spader will be playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds great. I want to talk about Avengers 2 a little bit more down the line, but I'm not sure how much Thanos will play into it.
Probably not much. He's going to be. They're probably setting him up for the third movie, I would guess.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, because he was the villain in the credits, so the first one, you would think he would be a major part of the second one. 2013 brought us Iron Man 3 and Thor 2. I haven't seen those yet.
I haven't seen Thor 2, but I did see Iron Man 3 in the theater, and it was an absolute pile of shit.
Really?
It was just a big CGI fest for the sake of being.
That's kind
of
like
CGI
what you said about Iron Man 2.
Well, yeah.
Would you agree that's kind of the same?
No, because, I mean, Iron Man 2, it was good, but it had a lot of problems. But it felt like a cash-in is what that really felt like, but... This one felt even more so. Like, I didn't think they could have messed it up more, but they did. And
wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm talking about, like,
I'm surprised.
Hundreds of different suits that apparently he can jump out of one and directly into the next one at a whim.
Oh,
It was just silly, dude. Silly.
For this year's movies, I want to talk about Captain America, The Winter Soldier, the sequel to the first Cap movie. I'm a big fan of the source material for the Winter Soldier storyline. It's going to be kind of a 70s thriller-esque, even though it's set in the present day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailer? The fight sequences are supposed to be amazing.
I've seen some of the stills. I haven't seen any of the trailer, but it looked awesome, just the look of it.
So that comes out March 26th internationally, April 4th here in the United States. Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out May 2nd.
Right. Jamie Foxx playing Electro.
Jamie Foxx. Also, Paul Giamatti as the Rhino.
That's very interesting. Now, I love Paul Giamatti, but the Rhino?
Yeah, I don't know how major he'll be in. To me, the Rhino should just be like an action sequence and that's it. You can't get too far into the Rhino.
It seems like something that he should just... a guy he should thwart at the beginning of the movie to really kick the whole thing off.
Yeah, I think that would be the best way to play
but
that.
But now, I did see the trailer for that one. It has stuff in Oscorp, and it has, like, you know, the Vulture wings and the glider, the Green Goblin glider. Like, all these references.
I've heard there's four villains in this movie.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And they're going to try to set up a bunch of spinoffs and a bunch of other things like that. So, you know, they really, Sony, as the people that own Spider-Man, they want to try to milk it as much as possible because they have it and Marvel doesn't.
Exactly.
And they could probably, because they got Venom and Sinister Six in the pipeline, and they've already announced Amazing Spider-Man 4, and the second one hasn't even come out yet.
Right.
They are, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to get as much as they can out of it.
and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Heard about the trailer and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet. It's, all right. Well, that comes out.
I heard it looks great, though.
Yeah. August 1st is when it comes out, and the trailer is really amusing. We'll put it on the website. First of all, this is like the first Marvel movie in a while that's not a sequel.
Right.
Second, it's also going to be interesting because they are trying to mix the tone of an action movie with comedy.
Right.
And I think that'll be really interesting to see how they do it. It looks really funny.
A raccoon with a machine gun, right?
Yeah. I mean, how serious? Christopher Nolan should have done the Rocket Raccoon, right? So I think that's going to be great. I'm really, really excited about it. Chris Pratt in the lead of Star-Lord. They even make fun of these names, Star-Lord, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, you know.
We got Sin City 2 coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, which is like in the next month or so.
Yeah, it's not too far out. It was originally slated for last year, and then it got pushed forward a bit. But they're already talking about Sin City 3.
Uh-huh.
Of course, all depending on how well Sin City 2 does. But I love the first one. The thing I'm scared about, though, is that they were all based on... this one's A Dame to Kill For, which was obviously one of the books.
The second one, yeah.
Did.
So they're going chronologically with the adaptation.
So it's, as long as they can stick to that, like kind of pretty much the same format they had in the original, then we're all going to be good.
X-Men Days of Future Past comes out this year as well. I don't have the date handy right now, but the point is that's the one that merges the First Class cast, which was kind of a reboot, with the original three movies,
right?
Because it's a time travel story. It's based on the classic X-Men storyline, Days of Future Past.
Yep.
Now, we've both seen the trailer for this movie.
Yep.
Now, with that kind of premise and that kind of cast, didn't the trailer seem a little...
underwhelming?
Maybe sleepy a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I actually thought it was kind of suspenseful, really.
Okay.
I mean, I can only sit and think about how awesome it could be, but that doesn't mean it's going to be. So let's just all keep our claws crossed.
Here's another example. That's done by Fox, just to remind everybody. And X-Men Apocalypse already announced for 2016.
Mm.
We only have a few minutes left in the show, but I wanted to talk about... I didn't get to all the movies because there's so many superhero movies.
Yeah, there's so many.
But... do you think market saturation is going to reach here, like with the movie going public?
It's got to happen eventually, but the way I see it right now is that we have two really big competing things. One is superheroes and one is zombies. And maybe if those kind of stay in balance, then it won't just overkill everyone. That's just hoping, dude. I love all the superhero stuff. I do. I love it. Keep it coming. But I don't want it to get lazy.
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of this stuff. I'm happy there that you know, we have basically four interconnected universes now. Mm. We have the Fox movies with X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Let's just hope that this one's not going to suck nearly as bad as
I never watched the other two because I'm so picky,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and that's a good choice.
I skipped through it, and I didn't care one bit of anything. So,
just one more thing. The Marvel Netflix movies are going to film in New York City. Now,
yes.
Just to remind the people that don't know, that this will be Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil, and they all meet up to be in the Defenders. So that's all in Netflix movies. And
so they're going to be four separate series
that will eventually... Each 13 episodes.
Awesome.
And then they meet up together.
So excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, so we got more to talk about. We'll save it for next month. If you have any thoughts about any of these superhero movies and TV shows. Yep. All right, talk to you later. Jesse has a few more things to say about where you can find us. And
take it easy.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.